Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of May 16th, 2011. Encrypted news, cougars, or mountain lions, have been extinct in the eastern states in the United States as well as the Midwest since the early 20th century due to hunting. In Missouri, despite feverish defense over the last few years, there has been found to be more and more evidence to support cougars coming back into the state. The call has always been, show me the evidence, and despite over 760 reports in 2009, with all but two being confirmed as cougars, there has been seven confirmed sightings since November of 2010. Since these large cats are considered to not exist in this state, we should treat this as a cryptid. If a 6-foot-long, 250-pound cat can sneak a few hundred miles into a state nearly undetected, it would make sense to me to provide a little more validation in the possibility of a Bigfoot existing in similar territory. In other news, dozens of leopard sharks have been washing up along the Redwood Shores, California area, which is located a few miles inland deep in the San Francisco Bay Area. The sharks seem to be suffering from internal bleeding that has been so severe that many of the sharks were bleeding through their skin. There is no answer to why the sharks are bleeding in this manner, and it has been documented only since this April. A rare glimpse of near-planetary alignment is underway, mostly in the southern hemisphere. Throughout the month of May, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter will be very close together in the morning sky. The planets will be higher in the sky in the southern hemisphere, but will still be visible in the northern hemisphere in the east during sunrise. This event last occurred in 1910 and despite doomsday claims, will not be occurring anytime during 2012. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. On Saturday, June 4th, 2011, in Kernersville, North Carolina, is Improving Paranormal Investigation with History. On Saturday, June 18th, my group, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network, at ghosthelp.net, will be sponsoring an event at the Knickerbocker Hotel called the Knickerbocker Hotel Experience. This takes place from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. With a class and refreshments provided. Please visit events.ghosthelp.net for further details. And also on July 23rd, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network will be joined by former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, John Sable, in an investigation of the Madison Seminary in Madison, Ohio. Again, visit events.ghosthelp.net or madison.ghosthelp.net for information on these events. And there are more coming soon. June 4th and 5th is the Paracon on the Lakeshore in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. June 2nd to the 5th is the Academy of Spiritual and Paranormal Studies Incorporated annual 2011 conference in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. June 3rd to the 5th is Ghostock 2011 in Key West, Florida. And just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.